Joe Sardler from Mount Airy, North Carolina, was doing the laundry one day, and he tripped over the dog's dish and fell down some steps and slammed his head against the wall. When it knocked him unconscious, and when he regained consciousness, he found that he could see. You see, Joe had been blind for 6 years because of an eye disease, and he knocked his head, and he could see. He spent most of that first day outside, looking at the trees, the flowers, the sky, the clouds. He saw his 5-year-old daughter, whom he'd never seen. It was an amazing experience for him. My father was 42 years old when he got a blinding headache, so he needed to be taken to the hospital in an ambulance, and he was in the hospital for 3 weeks blind. He could not see, and this was 1971, before the days of MRI, so it took them a while to find out what was going on with him. The reality was that he had a tumor on his pituitary gland, which lies behind the eyes, and it was impacting the optic nerves, and that's why he had lost his sight. So they were able to do surgery, and fortunately for him, he was blessed with being able to have sight restored partially in one eye. So he was blind in his right eye, but he could only see forward on his left eye. So put your hand up to your eye, and then put your other hand like that, and that was my father's field of vision for the rest of his life. And as a result of not being able to see completely, as we do when we have two eyes, he would sometimes get himself in precarious situations, especially when we were sitting at the table. He'd knock things over because he couldn't see them until he got used to needing to move his head around to be able to see what was around him. Blind spots can be dangerous. My father never found it that dangerous, but we're familiar with blind spots when you're driving or you're following a tractor trailer that has a sign that says, if you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you, because you're in the blind spot of the driver. But can there be blind spots in our faith life? I believe that there certainly are. Blind spots happen when Christians make a stand on something and self-righteously proclaim that they know that it is God's will. Now, it happens obviously in other religions, but today we will just be talking about the blind spots among us as Christians. Stan Mooneyham of World Vision, which is an aid organization, wrote a book called Traveling Hopefully. And he wrote about a pastor who seriously wrote a letter to him, to Stan. And he said, "I think it is well established among Bible-believing Christians that children are eternally secure until the age of accountability." Do you know what that is? Some of our conservative Christian brothers and sisters teach that a child is innocent until their conscience kicks in. So their innocence means that if they would die during that innocent period, God will accept them into heaven. But once they've developed a conscience and know the difference between right and wrong, that if they have not accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, that they will then go to hell. We know that our conservative Christian brothers and sisters use this formula. We, of course, do not. But Mooneyham said that this pastor writing to him was concerned about this, because he said, if children are secure until their age of reason comes, then if we're going out into the world and trying to feed starving children, aren't we actually not helping them, because they'll stay alive until their conscience kicks in, and then they'll be lost eternally? And this pastor was serious about this. You see the blind spot there. For one reason, it's poppycock theology regarding salvation and hell and heaven, but it also ignores Christ's clear direction to help anyone in need. Anyone. I came across a fascinating list recently called Great Truths About Life from Children. These are some of their great truths. One, no matter how hard you try, you cannot baptize a cat. Two, when your mom is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair. Three, never ask your three-year-old brother to hold a tomato or an egg. Four, you can't trust dogs to watch your food for you. Five, don't sneeze when someone is cutting your hair. Six, school lunches stick to the wall. Seven, you can't hide a piece of broccoli in a glass of milk. And the eighth one is my personal favorite. Never wear polka dot underwear under white shorts, no matter how cute the underwear is. Now, obviously, these children have come to these great truths because they've had some kind of an eye-opening experience along the way that has taught them these things. Well, eye-opening experiences can give us new insight and new vision, and that's what happened for the man who was blind from birth and then healed by Jesus. Jesus certainly gave him new vision so he could see, but also new insight, because in the story, first they ask him, who did this? And he said, a man. And then, well, what do you say about him? He's a prophet. And then in further interrogation, as you heard the story, he was questioned over and over, he's a man of God. And finally, when Jesus was with him, he moved to, Lord, I believe. That new insight that was given to him. And the Pharisees had the opportunity to see, yet they had blind spots in their faith that kept them from being able to see. Their first blind spot was thinking that it was sin that caused this man to be blind. And because of the popular thinking of that day that suffering was caused by your own sin. When the truth is, suffering just happens. But God does not cause it, but will use it to bring about good. Another blind spot among the Pharisees was their unwillingness to see this good act as from God. When the truth is, of course, goodness of any kind, even if done by a morally suspect person, is still something that comes from God. Another of their blind spots was their refusal to see Jesus as the power and the love of God alive in him. When the truth is, as we know, that Jesus was God in the flesh, the creative, the saving, the invigorating, the new vision-making Word of God. And eventually, the disciples and the early believers came to know these things about Jesus, but they had to get past blind spots too, because the Jewish faith never could understand the concept of God becoming human. So they had to get past that blind spot, that God became flesh in Jesus. Another one they had to get past was God dying. That made no sense because sacrifice was not something that they did human sacrifice, no. And then they had to get past the blind spot that the reign of God was not one of worldly power, because the disciples wanted Jesus to be king. Instead, he told them God's reign is one of love and service. So what blind spots do we have in the church today? I've thought of a few. One is allowing Christian faith to be corrupted into a religion of rules and regulations to follow. And therefore you get into climbing the ladder of good works and doing all of these things that therefore will earn you God's love. And if you don't do them, the teaching is that God will reject you. That's the poppycock theology. Another blind spot is deciding who is heaven bound and who is going to hell. A 17-year-old gay young man, a high school student, finally came out to his family, and his mother ordered him out of the house. Unfortunately, she was a Lutheran, as we are. And he fell to the floor and grabbed her around the ankles, and he said, "Mommy, you have to love me." And she said, "Unless you change, you are going to hell." You see, the blind spot that was there so that a mother would reject her son because of his sexual orientation. Now, I've been told I'm bound for hell. One is that I do not teach the reality of the seven-day creation and instead embrace the beauty of 14 billion years of God creating through evolution. I've also been told I'm going to hell because I'm a female pastor. Pastor Marianne, I'll see you there. But you see where this is not the love of God. God is the one who is the judge. God knows a person's heart. Another blind spot that is a pet peeve of mine is using the Bible to predict when the end of the world will be. As we know, there are many who use the Book of Revelation. The very popular book series Left Behind is based on that. Read the first chapter of Acts when the disciples think that Jesus is going to bring around the earthly kingdom, the end of the world is beginning. And Jesus said, "No one knows, not only the Father, only the Father, only God knows when the end times will be." Now, any other blind spots anyone here can think of that burn in your heart? Some of them might be more individual and less corporate. For instance, it could be a blind spot in an attitude that you have regarding people, an ethnic group, perhaps. Or it could be the blind spot of your inability to forgive that person. And most of you have thought of that person right now. Blind spots of faith, they can be dangerous. And they make us Christians look as if we are haters rather than lovers. So if the story of the man born blind teaches us anything, it's that we too can move from he's a man, he's a prophet, he's a man of God, to Lord, I believe. Who is it that I can love today? Amen.
Amen.